Please welcome our defending last character standing champion, fat but dieting Albert.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 look who's losing weight. It's me, Fat Albert, and I love Halloween. Well, usually I love Halloween, but this year I'm on a diet, which means I need to say no to things like candy corn, Snicker bars, and fettuccine Alfredo. But that's okay. I've lost 14 pounds, and I feel great. In years past, I've gone for Halloween as chef from South Park, the Michelin Man. Reuben Studdard, former Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson, and Grammy Award-winning soul artist Patti LaBelle. But this year, my incredible weight loss has inspired me, so I'm going trick-or-treating as someone I've always wanted to go as. That's right, former U.S. Olympic gymnast Kerry Strug. Hey, here come Russell. Hey, Russell, why ain't you dressed up this year?
Because I'm 27 years old now, and you're 34.
Well, you know what Michael Jackson say? You can take the boy out of the man, but you can't take the man out of the boy. I don't know if I like that or not.
What the hell are you supposed to be, fat man?
You can't tell? Full body white leotard, red and blue, white stars and stripes. Chalk on my hands, my ankle in a brace, a 9-foot-tall stuffed Bella Caroli replica strapped to my back, his big dummy hands rubbing my tender shoulders.
And here I thought you was Oprah Knievel.
No, I'm Kerry Strug, Russell.
Kerry Strug? Well, you carry all right. You carry 200 excess pounds.
You know what you are, Russell? You's a dog with the runs.
A dog with the runs?
Yeah, because your ass is grass. Get over here, mother... It's Halloween, goddammit. I want a Kit Kat, some 9-laters, candied apple, pork rinds. I will eat a pair of wax lips ass. I guess you think I wanted it this way. You think I wanted to pass out celery to the kids tonight. Well, I had to. I couldn't afford to have no candy in the house. That's like Betty Ford throwing a keg party. You think I wanted to map out a trick-or-treat route that takes me to the front door of every f***ing dentist in the hood? I'm begging for floss here, motherfucker. Hell, I distrust myself so much, I'm gonna egg houses tonight with egg beaters. I'm miserable, bitch. The one thing that'll give me comfort tonight was that I lost 14 pounds, and that maybe, just maybe, I could dress like a female gymnast, like I always dreamed of. But you had to go and ruin that too, didn't you, Russell? You short, freckled-faced motherfucker.
I'm sorry, fat, but dieting Albert. I guess I should be more sensitive to your feelings. Do you still want to go trick-or-treating?
I sure do, Russell.
I'll go get Mushmouth and Rudy.
All right, then. Oh, Russell, he all right. He just don't know how the human psyche suffer when the body goes through dramatic physical change. See, my traditional caloric intake has been severely reduced. My body doesn't know how to react, so it's sending chemical messages to my brain that are confusing me, asking where the food is, which in turn causes me to crave food even more. And, well, Russell doesn't realize my buttons can be easily pushed. Oh, hey, Rudy. Russell just went looking for you.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, what do you think of my Halloween costume, dog?
I think it looked like Dominique Dawes done really let herself go.
I'm Kerry Strug, Rudy. Kerry Strug.
No, you the man that ate Kerry Strug and done stole her clothes.
If you can listen real closely, you can actually hear the fabric screaming for help.
And if you ain't careful, you're gonna end up like the donkey owner with bad rope.
The donkey owner with bad rope?
One false step and your ass is gonna break loose.
You know what you are, Rudy? You're Viagra.
Viagra?
Yeah, yeah, because you just done got a rise out of me, mother. Don't you see I'm a volcano about to erupt on your scrawny ass? Don't you realize I'm on a diet, Rudy? My Aunt Letitia making her famous Halloween sugar cookies, and I'm out trick-or-treating at Wild Oats for a bag of tofandy.
Tofandy?
Tofu candy. But you wouldn't know about that, would you? Look at you, probably 3 stickers deep, aren't you? Chocolate all around your mouth like you went down on Count Chocula. Yeah, it's Halloween, bitch. Rudy on cloud 9, because he burned sugar like a meth addict. Come up here, built like Iggy Pop, telling me my business, f***ing with my good nature, making fun of my costume. The guy dressed like Rerun after gastrointestinal bypass surgery. F*** you, Rudy.
Hey, I'm sorry, big man. I mean, Albert, I should have known better. Can you forgive me?
Sure, Rudy.
Hey, here come Mushmouth and Russell. Hey, fellas, wait up.
Oh, Rudy, he all right. He just got a razor-sharp tongue, that's all. Sometimes he say things because he don't know they hurt. But no matter how many people laugh at Rudy, it usually come at the cost of some other person's feelings. Someday he may even have a weight problem of his own. Then maybe he'll understand what I'm going through. Still, just the same, I hope he have a kid with only one eye.
Hey, my fat for Albert, ma.
Hey, Mushmouth. Happy Halloween, dog.
Who be you be supposed to be, ba? Lil' ba Kimba?
No, Mushmouth. I'm Carrie Strug, Olympic heroine.
Oh, ba Kaby. Well, ba, I ba don't ba know ba Carrie ba Strug ba, but ba apparently ba, she ba sure ba have ba nice ba titbies ba.
You know what, Mushmouth? If I wasn't about to ring this here doorbell or knock on this door, I would dress you like Prince.
Like Prince, ba?
Yeah, I'd wear your ass out. Trick or treat, Dr. Miller.
Albert? Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Son, why you done dressed like a weather balloon?
Well, it's Halloween, sir. I want a treat.
Man, you in your 30s. You should be out playing trick or job. Now get off my porch before your ass fall out of that get-up and crush Mrs. Miller's decorative pumpkins.
You know what you are, Dr. Miller? You a bucket of chicken.
A bucket of chicken?
Yeah, because somebody about to pick you up in 20 pieces. Get up out of that house. I am going to beat your six-figure salaried ass. I didn't squeeze into 3 feet of spandex to go home empty-handed tonight. I am Carrie Strug, and I will do a floor exercise on your ass if you don't reach into that bucket and fill my pillowcase with some treats. And not the floss bucket either, bitch. And you can quit on those apples, too. I want some candy, motherfucker. So you got 2 choices. Give me a treat, or I will pull a trick on Mrs. Miller's decorative ass. I'm fat, but I'm dieting, biatch.